times when I preach a message like this, and I've done this quite often, some people will get upset at me and say, "You're into politics," or something like that, "and what does a preacher have to do with politics?" And really, it's not that. I'm preaching prophecy. About one-fifth of the Bible is prophetic or prophecy. And when I trusted the Lord, I was between my junior and senior year of high school, and I was in Muskegon, Michigan, and saw I was a sinner going to go to hell, and I trusted Jesus. And I started looking back to the cross and what Christ had done, but I started looking forward to when he would come back. My grandmother, who led me to the Lord, would talk to me a lot about prophecy. And I was looking forward to Jesus Christ coming back. That was June 16, 1967. I'm still looking. I'm still excited about it. And I believe in certain prophecies. Listen very carefully, please. I believe in certain prophecies that are stepping stones to the second coming of Jesus. Some people say, well, there's no prophecy that needs to be fulfilled between now and Christ's second coming and the rapture, which is the first event of it. I beg to differ. Look at Peter. Remember, Jesus said to Peter, "You're going to die before I come back." And Peter thought, "Well, what about John?" And he said, "Well, if I want John to be here till I come back, what's that to thee? You follow me, Peter." In other words, that was a prior event to the second coming. And there are other prior events to the second coming. And I've been preaching on these things to help you and me watch and prepare for the coming of Christ. And if you don't understand this, you're going to be caught, I was going to say with your pants down. I don't know if that... You're going to be caught, you know, and not ready for it. So I am preaching today on a prophecy. If you'll take your Bible, I hope you have your King James Bible, and turn to Jeremiah 49, Jeremiah chapter 49. I'm going to preach on a prophecy about some event that is leading up to Christ coming. Now listen, I believe Christ coming is a next prophecy. But I believe this is a now prophecy. In other words, it could happen anytime. I'm not saying it's going to happen this week or this month. It might happen next year or 10 years. I'm not giving you any dates. It doesn't give me a date. It was written, listen to me, 2,600 years ago. It was written 600 years before the first coming of Jesus Christ. 2,600 years ago. And I have studied this out. I've been studying prophecy for 50 years, and I have not seen a complete fulfillment of this prophecy in history. It's an event that I believe is right in your time frame. It's a now prophecy. It could happen anytime. Now, I've been preaching on this prophecy for 17 years. And just in the last year, I'm talking about 2025 and the 12-day war, and in 2026 in Operation Epic Fury, we have begun to see, I believe, a partial fulfillment of this prophecy in Jeremiah 49, but not a complete fulfillment. It's a partial fulfillment of this prophecy, and yet it is not a complete fulfillment. And some people are looking at this and they're saying, "Oh man, Donald Trump is going to fulfill this prophecy, but now he wants to make peace in Iran, and he's almost got a peace deal." How many have heard about a peace deal in Iran? All right. Whether or not there's a peace deal in Iran, this prophecy doesn't depend on that. It doesn't depend on Donald Trump being in there. I preached well before Donald Trump became president when I started this 17 years ago. This will be fulfilled. It's the prophecy of the destruction, listen to me, of Iran's evil regime. You say, why should I care about this? Because it is very important for you to understand what's going on around you. As a believer, you're not to hide your head in the sand. And so today, I want to do a Bible study sermon, verse by verse, on the prophecy of the destruction of Iran's evil regime. And my first point is in verse 34. I'll read it. You follow. In Jeremiah 49, it says, "The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam, the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying," and he goes on from there. Now, I want to talk about Elam. Elam is first mentioned in Genesis 10:22. It says the children of Shem, Elam, and Asher, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram. Now, Elam was the son of Shem. You know who Shem was, one of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And he is the ancestor of the Elamites who later merged with the Medes or the Madai, and these formed an empire, a great empire called the Medo-Persian Empire. So Elam became part of Persia, the Medo-Persian Empire. Persia, in the 1930s, its name was changed to what? A what? Iran. So we're now looking at modern-day Iran. You see, Elam is involved in the days of Lot, when Lot was captured by the kings of Elam and other nations of the east, and Abraham delivered them. And so the Elamites were great archers. They used bow and arrow, and they fought and won wars with bow and arrow. And I believe this prophecy for modern-day Iran is used, ancient Elam is used, because the bow and arrow is a key to what's going on with this modern-day Iran situation that we find ourselves in today. You say, well, where was Elam as far as modern-day Iran? Have you ever heard of the Persian Gulf? How many have heard of that? Yeah. Have you ever heard of Isfahan and Bashir and nuclear facilities in Iran? Yeah. It's southwestern and western Iran that made up ancient Elam, which is now in the Persian and we would say the Iranian country. It has about 90 million people. It's a huge country, 90 million people. And they worship Islam, but it's a different kind of Islam than the Arab people of that surround Israel, called Sunni Islam. This is Shiite Islam, and it's kind of really interesting to understand their view of prophecy and all of that. But I want to look at verse 34 again, if you'll look at it with me. And it says, "The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam," that's modern-day Iran. Then he says, I got it. The prophet, it's a prophecy. Do you see the word before Elam? If you see it in verse 34, shout it out. What's the word? Yes. Say it again. Yes. Say it one more time. Yes. Against. God is against Elam. Did you hear me? God is against, I believe, this prophecy of the modern day Iran. I don't mean the people of Iran. Did you hear me? I don't mean the people. He's against the evil Islamic mullahs, the rulers of modern day Iran. Did you notice in the 12-day war? No, I'm sorry. 12-day war. There were two wars. One was the 12-day war. The 12-day war took place, by the way, we can look at that. The 12-day war took place in 2025 over there. And did you notice that some of the leaders, a lot of the leaders of that Islamic regime were killed by Israel? Do you remember that? Well, Trump said that they've been killed so far down it leads to a regime change, but it really hasn't, has it? These guys are still the same. They're still the same hardcore people, and they're running that government, and they continue to be hardened against what God wants. And the Bible said God is against this regime. He is against them, verse 34, and some people are not against them. How many have heard of Tucker Carlson? He's not against them. He's against us attacking this regime. He doesn't want anybody attacking them. He doesn't want that. Candace Owens doesn't want that. The queen of conspiracy theorists, Candace Owens. I'm saying these people do not want us messing with it, but God says, I am against them. You say, well, are you getting into politics? No, I'm getting into God and His Word. And when it comes to God, I got to speak up. And Jeremiah is a prophet of God, and he had to speak up. And so we are saying that God is against not the people of Iran, but this modern-day Islamist people. Now, they're crazy, these people. Or I should say they are religiously fanatical about this. I believe satanically influenced. I believe Shia Muslim religion is not the truth of God, okay? And they believe in a 12th imam. That means from Muhammad, the first prophet of Allah, down through the 12th guy that succeeded Muhammad, that guy went into hiding and he's hid by their God. And he's going to come out of hiding when there's chaos in the end times. And guess what? He's going to have a guy helping him. You know who the guy is going to help him? Jesus. He's his helper. But he's the big guy, the 12er. And Muhammad's going to come out of hiding. Or he's just going to come out and appear. And the world is going to come under Islam. And it's going to come under Sharia law. That means all you girls are going to wear burqas with only eye slits in them. And you're going to be under Sharia law, if you can imagine that. Some places in Europe, 60% of those people are under Sharia law of some sort. But anyway, they believe Islam's going to conquer the world, this crazy regime. And so they're not afraid of chaos. They're not afraid of problem because the imam will come out of hiding and bring in a victory for Iran. And so they're not afraid. And they hope they can hold out. God, I believe God is against the false religion of Islam. And I believe that God is for the true religion of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Jesus, who came from Jacob. And I believe that Islam, according to the prophecies and the Word of God, Islam is going to start to be cut down to size, and you're going to see it happen in Iran if you live long enough. I can't say the date when it's going to happen. I can't even say if Trump is going to do it. I don't know. I don't really care. Like I said, I preached this before Trump. I'll preach it. It's in the Bible. God is going to cut down Islam, Shia Islam, through this defeat of Iran. And then sometime after that, a lot of people confuse this, will be the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, which will involve Turkey is going to come down on Israel. It will involve not only Turkey, but it may involve Russia. Not as dogmatic about that, but I know Turkey. And it will involve a latter-day Iranian regime, and it will involve other countries like the Soviet Union, Central Asian Republics, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and all the stands. They're going to come down, and the army, listen to me, is going to be so great that the United States won't be there to help them. Nobody will help them. You know who's going to help them? God. I've had people tell me, well, how is God going to destroy Iran, their regime, right now? I say, he's going to do it through some other nations that are going to attack them. But Ezekiel 38 and 39, no, it's not going to be. Did you hear me? In Ezekiel 37, God said he was going to bring the Jews back to their land after nearly 2,000 years of being scattered, after going through the Holocaust. Do you know what? God is in the modern state of Israel, regathering them for the end times, because he's going to save Israel. They're going to accept Jesus one day after Christ comes. You can count on that. People like Tucker Carlson, I call him Schmucker because I don't like his philosophy. It's anti-God, anti-Christ. He is saying that Israel is not special. He's wrong. It's a holy nation. They're promised by God. Does that mean they don't do anything wrong? No, they've done a lot of things wrong. They're not perfect. But God is in that nation, and he's going to save them after bringing them through another Holocaust and so forth. So these are next prophecies leading up to Christ coming back. But this one is something we need to be looking forward to, according to verse 34. Second point, verse 35. I'll read it. You follow along in your copy there, Jeremiah 49. It says in verse 35, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might." Now, what is the bow of Elam? Listen very carefully. When they would shoot arrows, whether they were flaming arrows or otherwise, they were great archers, the ancient Iranians or Elamite part of Iran. They would do that, and they would defeat armies with their... How many of you have seen the modern-day equivalent of a bow shooting an arrow over in Iran? Raise your hand. You say, well, what is it, Pastor? It's an IBCM missile launcher. They launch missiles. I just saw, again, they launched missiles into one of the Gulf states that has an American base, and they injured American soldiers over there just this past weekend. They just did it again. That's what they constantly do. They launch missiles. They're Elamites. That's what the Elamites have always been known, except in modern day, these are ICBM missiles. Well, if that is the missile launcher, the bows, how about Operation, how about the 12-day war, Operation Midnight Hammer? And how about the Israelis hitting their missile launchers back in summer of 2025? How many remember that, the 12-day war? Yeah, and they hit them. Is that a fulfillment of this prophecy? God said, I'll break the bow of Elam. No, because they're still launching missiles. It hasn't been fulfilled. It was partially fulfilled, though. Because for years I preached this and nothing was done to their missile launchers. They were just building and building. At least they hit them. It's being partially fulfilled, but it's not fulfilled. This is going to happen. Their missile launchers are going to be 100% destroyed. They're going to be broken. They're not going to be able to launch any missiles when this is fulfilled. Bobby, do you agree with that? Amen and amen. Bobby studies this. Now, I am saying, though, notice in verse 35, it says not only the missile launchers, the bow, but it says the chief of their might. Let me ask you this. If you launch a missile... And they hate the great Satan, that's the United States. And they hate the little Satan, which is Israel. They hate them from Satan. And I believe that's an ancient devil called the Prince of Persia in Daniel that's still influencing this evil regime to hate Israel and to hate America because America's standing in the way of the beast and the Antichrist. They hate them. If the missile launchers... are the bows and the arrows are the missiles, what then would be the chief of their might that God says he's going to destroy? One of the men, raise your hand if you know. Brother Matthew?
Nuclear tipped missiles.
In other words, God says they're trying to get nuclear tipped missiles. That's the chief of their might. That's what gives them their might. Why does Trump keep saying they can't have nuclear? Because they say it with their mouth, and I believe it. They've already shown their desire to launch things against Israel. They would destroy Israel with nuclear weapons preemptively. They would hit New York. They would hit wherever they could. They've already hit a base in Diego Garcia over in the Middle East, an American base. If they had a nuclear weapon, think what it would do. God says, I am going to destroy their missile launchers, and I'm going to destroy their nuclear program. Remember Midnight Hammer back in 2025, and Trump said, we've obliterated their nuclear program. What he meant was they got a lot of stuff on top of it, but it's not obliterated. That's why they're discussing it right now. It hasn't been done. It's partially fulfilled, but this is not fulfilled, and they've not given this up. And so I want to say that you need to understand what is going on here. And this regime, listen to me, this regime is hardening their heart. And the Bible says in the Old Testament, who hardened his heart when it came to Israel? Pharaoh. He would not let the Israelites go. And these people, these Iranian mullahs, they're satanic and they keep hardening their heart. And even God is going to harden their heart like he did Pharaoh, so that they will not let it go until they're destroyed. All right, so that's where we are right now. And we're now into Operation Epic Fury. We had Midnight Hammer. Operation Epic Fury is February 28, 2026. But Donald Trump has been reluctant to do with Iran what this prophecy says will be done sooner or later. But do you know God is not reluctant here? He's going to deal with this regime. Now, when I preach like this, if you had what I call neo-isolationist fascist, neo-isolationist fascist like Nick Fuentes, who hates Israel, Tucker Carlson, Candace Crazy Owens, and Alex Emerson Jones, these people are not in line with the Word of God. Are they influencers? Do they have people listen to them? Alex Jones says things that are true, but he's wrong on these things. And I am simply saying to you, God is going to raise up enemies against these people in Elam, ancient Elam, which is modern day Iran. And we're going to get into that very soon here, but I want to talk about the fact that this has been partially fulfilled. Look at verse 36 now, and I'll get into it. It says, "And upon Elam will I bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, and will scatter them toward all those winds, and there shall be no nation whither the outcast of Elam shall not come." Now listen to me. He says he'll bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven. What kind of invasion? One of the men, raise your hand if you know, what kind of invasion would come from the four quarters of heaven, the four winds, Jose Valley? Air invasion, air attack. How many heavens are there in the Bible? Three. There's the sky, there's the outer space, and there's the third heaven where God lives. This is an invasion from the first heaven, the sky. That's where these missiles are hitting. That's where drones fly. That's where jets fly. God is saying in the language of the prophet, I'm going to bring an air invasion, and that air invasion is going to scatter the outcasts of Elam to every nation on earth. Now, I've heard some Bible teachers try to get into this prophecy because they hear preachers like me and others like Bill Salas, a great author on this, and they say, oh, yeah, we're going to get into this. And do you know what? The outcasts of Elam have been scattered already to every nation on earth. And you know when they say that was fulfilled? In 1979, when Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini took over for the Islamic regime, and people left Iran. But that wasn't fulfilled then. Why wasn't it fulfilled? For one thing, it says, no nation on earth, whether the outcasts of Elam, shall not come. Another thing, notice the scattering is in conjunction with what? An air invasion. Not with the Ayatollah coming in, it's an air invasion. I believe the prophet is saying, listen to me, there's going to be an air invasion from more than one nation. It could be many nations, including hopefully the United States, I hope, I don't know, Israel and others, I hope. And this invasion will take place, and it could be that pamphlets will be dropped and warn people. Do you know people in Iran right now are Christians? It's the fastest growing place where Christians are getting saved by believing in Jesus and joining churches, getting baptized, joining churches. By the way, you're in a free country. You ought to follow Jesus and get saved and get baptized. They're not in a free country, but they're doing it. But listen to me. When they see this air invasion is taking place, they're going to get out of there. And they may be warned, get out of there, because we're going to hit them. That could happen very soon. It may be years away. I don't know for sure the time, but I know that that's when they'll be scattered. You'll see refugees from Iran going all over the world. Watch for this. And you could help them. And many of them may be believers because they're outcasts from the Islamic regime. They could be believers and need help and encouragement. And that's what God says. And so watch for this prophecy to be fulfilled that is indeed coming. Now I want to look at another verse, and that's 49:37. Please follow as I read. It says in verse 37, "For I will cause," listen, "Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before them that seek their life, and will bring evil upon them, even my fierce anger, saith the Lord, and I will send the sword after them till I have consumed them." Now, what is it that will cause them to be dismayed before their enemies and God sending a sword? Listen, a sword has to do not with an air invasion, but with boots on the ground. What are people in America afraid of, and politicians? Putting boots on the ground. I'm saying when this prophecy is fulfilled, after the air invasion that causes the outcast to go all over the world, there's going to be a huge army that will invade, I believe, from more than one nation, and will invade Iran. And that will really caused them to be dismayed. By the way, in Isaiah 45, it talks about, Cyrus. And Cyrus is like a figure of a modern-day Donald Trump. And Cyrus, the Bible said, when he comes to power, he will loosen the loins of kings. Do you know what that means? He will cause them to defecate in their pants. Do you think that Donald Trump has been able to cause Maduro to defecate, so to speak, when he was invaded and he was taken captive and brought to New York? How many have heard of Fidel Castro in Cuba? His brother Raul, they just indicted him for crimes and he's shaking in his pants right now. Now, I don't see these mullahs yet shaking, although they've been killed. I don't know if it's going to be Trump, but I tell you what, whoever it is, they better shake, because they're going to be dismayed. That means scared, you know what. They're going to be scared, dismayed. They won't be talking big anymore. They'll be dismayed and afraid and cowering like little girls that are afraid. That's coming when this prophecy is fulfilled. And we're getting closer to it. Watch for it. It's leading up to things that are coming. And the Bible speaks about it here in verse number 37. And then I want you to go on to the end of verse 37. It says, "And I will bring evil upon them." What's that mean? Extreme trouble. "I will bring evil upon them, even my fierce anger." You say, does God get angry? Yes, he does. Do you know he could even get angry with us as his children? If we grieve the Holy Spirit enough, he can get angry. He loves us as his children, but he will really spank us. And I've been spanked, and it's no fun. But this is not just spanking, my friend. This is judgment. And it says, "And I will send the sword after them till I have," what? Not dismayed them, but done what? Consume them. Utter, complete defeat. Do you remember World War II? I wasn't here. But at the end of World War II, Douglas MacArthur took the unconditional surrender of the Empire of Japan after dropping two nuclear weapons upon them. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to drop nuclear weapons. I don't know. But I do know this. God is very angry with them. And God is going to consume them. The evil regime over in Iran, they will be destroyed. And there will be boots on the ground sooner or later. Watch for it. God says it. And I've been preaching it for 17 years. You know that we're already into partial fulfillment, but not complete fulfillment. That's verse 37. Let me wrap this up. In verse 38, it says that I will set my throne in Elam and will destroy from thence the king and the princes, saith the Lord. Now, we've had a lot of the leaders over there in Iran. They have been destroyed, right? But according to verse 38, when will he remove the regime entirely? After boots on the ground, after the air invasion, after total devastation, then he will remove the leaders, just like in Japan. They were all removed at the end. And then remember, MacArthur took over and ruled for the United States over the Empire of Japan. He said, let's take over China. They didn't like that. But I'm saying God is going to replace the evil regime of the mullahs with some kind of regime that's going to listen to God and do exactly what God wants. Are you doing what God wants? You know, God can replace us with people that'll do what he wants. And I don't want to be replaced. I want to be somebody that God can use, that can hear from God and do what he wants. I want to be that kind of person. Whatever God is telling you, you need to do it. If you're not saved yet, you need to repent of your unbelief and of your self-righteousness and receive Jesus Christ, because it's not Allah. It's not Muhammad. It's not Buddha. It's not some fake Jewish Messiah that's coming, Tovia Singer. It's Jesus, the Lord. He's my Savior. And if he's not yours, you're not going to like it when he comes back. Unfortunately, he'll put you in hell. That's what the Bible says. So you need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. And if you're really saved, right, my friend Antoine, Mr. Alter Antoine, you will confess him with your mouth. If you're not willing to confess him with your mouth, I don't believe your faith is real in your heart. Because it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart God is risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I want to say today that we need to learn from this, and God is going to replace and put a government in there that will listen to him. I believe that means the Prince of Persia, that evil fallen angel that is influenced for thousands of years, he's going to be cast out of there for a time. Now, here's though what it says, and I want you to see, this is a now prophecy, but look what it says in verse 39, but it shall come to pass in the latter days that I will bring again the captivity of Elam, saith the Lord. Unfortunately, this evil regime is coming back. Did you hear me? I don't know how long they'll be cast out. I don't know how long Iran will have a new regime, thank God, but it will eventually come back, and until Jesus comes back, bad things happen, right? Because Satan still is the god of this world. So they're going to come back, and the Bible says, calling them Persia in Ezekiel 38 and 39, they're going to attack Israel again. And keep in mind, Israel is going to be a lot bigger then, because it says in Ezekiel 38 that they will be in the middle of the promised land, and it will be the nation of Jordan, which will be taken over by Israel. That's a whole other sermon. Israel's going to get a lot bigger than it is. Did you hear me? Israel right now is only as big as New Jersey. It's going to be as big as Texas. This is before Jesus comes back. Did you hear me? It's coming, but first is this, and you and I should be watching and rooting for God to come through and using it to witness for Jesus Christ. May God help you to do it. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We've been talking about